And good afternoon to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort University in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between the Dort Defenders and the Midland Warriors. Let's take a closer look at Midland. First of all, this is a 4-7 team, 1-4 in the GPAC. They are better than that 1-4 in the GPAC record, I believe. They have a win over the College of St. Mary. That came back on November the 23rd. Midland has lost three games in a row since that win and won back-to-back games once this year with victories over Bethany and Tabor. Let's pause now for our national anthem. Our national anthem. Let's continue on with Midland and the Warriors. The Warriors are averaging 64 points per game. They allow 70 points per contest. Teams are converting 45% of their field goals against the Warriors, and Sean Gilbert's team is out-rebounding teams by a very slight 36.5 to 36.4 average. Midland is surrendering 34.4% three-point shooting. They're making 28% of their three-point shots. Amanda Hansen leads the team with 9.7 points per game. Aaron Prusa is scoring 6.9. McKinney Sullivan is adding 6.4. The Defender women are off to an 11-1 start. They stand 4-1 in the GPAC with wins over Dakota Wesleyan, Northwestern, Briar Cliff, and Jamestown. Dort's losses to Morningside, that came on the road on November 16th, 81-78. Dort has won four in a row since that loss. Erica Feenster leads the team with 21.5 points per game, 6.8 rebounds, and she's making 67% of her field goals. Carly Gustafson scores 10.4 points per game with a team high 7 rebounds, and she is making 64% of her field goals. Rachel Leibold adds 9.6 points per game with 5.1 rebounds. She is making 64% of her field goals. Gabby Krakus comes off of the bench to score 8 points per game. She has a team high 30 steals through 11 games. Here's your starting lineup then for both teams. We begin with the visitors from Midland. They'll start number 2, McKenna Sullivan, a 5'11 junior from Lincoln, Nebraska, 6.4 points per game. Number 4 is Maddie Meadows, a 5'11 senior from Gretna. And actually, she is not going to start today. It's going to be number 10, rather, Lexi Kraft, a 5'4 freshman from Omaha, 4.5 points per game. And number 15, that is Peyton Jekopovich, a 5'4 freshman from Elkhorn, Nebraska, wearing number 15. Number 21, and we have a slight change in the lineup, it appears. Let's get things recalibrated. Number 10 is Lexi Kraft. She is going to start, 4.5 points per game. Number 12, Amanda Hansen, a 5'7 senior from West Point, Nebraska, averaging 9.7 points per game. And number 35, Katie Gath. She is a 6-foot junior from Central City, Nebraska, averaging 5.8 points per game. For the Defenders, it'll be Erica Feenstra, 21.5 points per game, 6-foot junior from Hall. Hebby Pruitt, a 5'9 senior from Urbandale, 3.9 points per game. Peyton Harmson, 5'8 senior from Rock Rapids, averaging 6.2 points per contest. Number 21, Jordan Vinmon, and a 5'5 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 5.9 points per game. And Rachel Evabold is averaging 9.6 points per contest. She is a senior from Bloomington, Nebraska. Dort controls the opening tip. They get the pass over the top and a wide open shot and an easy bucket for Jordan Vinmon. Dort out to a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score. Midland with the basketball for the first time tonight. Today, I should say. Shot no good underneath. Rebound, putback attempt, not good by Katie Gathje. Rebound that time by Feenstra. She held her ground. Pass goes inside to Evavold. Evavold spins off of the glass. Good. And the defenders are out to a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score. Dort with a pass on the defense now as Midland brings it up the floor. Defenders 2-for-2 on their first two offensive possessions. Kick right side over to Sullivan. Sullivan gives it up to Kraft. Kraft misses the three. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It will be Dort basketball. So the defenders, a pair of field goals, a pair of two-point field goals to start the contest. And now they'll walk it into the front court with a chance to build on the 4-0 lead. Right side with it is Harmson. Harmson gets a screen, gives it up to Evavold. Evavold throws it down low for Feenstra. The cutter, Evavold. Evavold shot no good, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Midland's number 10, Lexi Kraft. Kraft whistled for the personal foul. And the free throw's on the way now for Rachel Evavold. That time, Feenstra got the pass on the elbow and was able to find a cutting Rachel Evavold. Evavold had the step, took it to the basket, and got fouled. Second free throw on the way for Evavold is up and good. And Rachel Evavold has a 6-0, gives Dort a 6-0 lead. She's got 4 points. Bringing the ball up is Maddie Meadows. Meadows gives it off left side over to Kraft. Kraft for the basketball, guarded there by Pruitt. She passes left side. On the wing, dump it down low. Ball deflected out by Feenstra, and it's last touched by Midland trying to regain possession of it with Gathje. And the defenders are off to a 6-0 lead, and they get the basketball back after the turnover by the Warriors. Turnover by Midland. Dort basketball as Midland's unable to control it. They pass left side, Van Manen to Feenstra, left wing, beyond the three-point line, gives it up to Pruitt. Pruitt, right side, Van Manen underneath Feenstra, faces up, loses the handle, picked up by Evavold, reverses to Van Manen. Van Manen takes it hard to the hoop, and she is fouled on the play by Sullivan after the reversal. Jordan Van Manen will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot 2 free throws. Couple of fouls called on Midland here in the early going. Dort now up 7-0 after the first free throw by Van Manen, a 71% free throw shooter. Second free throw by the sophomore, no good. Rebound tracked down though by Feenstra. Now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Midland basketball. Midland with the basketball. Dort up 7-0. Dort has not had an empty possession yet. They've scored at least 1 point on each possession. They've done it via two-point field goals and free throws thus far. Working the ball up is Kraft. Kraft gets it across just in front of the 10-second call. Pass right side over the basketball is McKenna Sullivan. She gives it up to Hansen. Throws it out front for Meadows. Meadows over the basketball. Spots up. Long three on the way. Missed it. No good. And the rebound taken away by Pruitt. Here comes Dort. Dort leading 7-0 with a basketball. Pruitt. Pruitt all the way down to the corner. Dumps it down for Feenstra. Feenstra trying to find Evavold, and the ball is tipped away by Midland. It'll be Dort basketball. Maybe going to the well one too many times early on that pass. Dort inbounding. Pruitt throws it into the corner. Evavold back over to Pruitt. 15 to shoot now. Pass right side. Van Manen. Van Manen. Now the cut back over to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basket. Erica Feenstra with a two-point bucket. And the Dort defenders off to a 9-0 lead. And Midland is forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charged to the Midland Warriors. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. Meadows bringing the ball up after the timeout. Dort going with their three subs, three reserves coming in. They are Tetzloff, Beckman, and Gustafson. Pass goes out front to Sullivan. Sullivan off-balance shot, can't get it to go. Rebound tipped out, taken away by Beckman. Beckman with a basketball up the floor. Bailey Beckman in between the circles out front, gets a ball screen from Harmson. Lob pass down low for Feenstra. Feenstra turns, her shot no good, and the rebound is tipped out of bounds, last touch by the defenders, and Tetzloff, Bailey Tetzloff, trying to get a hand on the ball and did get a hand on the ball on the offensive rebound, just was unable to maintain possession of it, and the defenders will inbound the basketball. That is the first empty possession for the defenders. 3 minutes and 15 seconds into this contest. Dort leading 9-0. Midland with the basketball. This is Lexi Kraft. Kraft passes right side, gives it up to Hansen. Hansen, middle of the lane, pass deflected out. It's picked up. No, it's still loose. And it's picked up now by Beckman. Here comes Dort. Beckman passes it ahead to Tetzloff and throws it away. Intended for Tetzloff. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It will be Midland basketball. Midland with the basketball. 6:24 left to play in the first quarter. Defenders leading 9-0. Pass. Midland with it. This is Prusa. Prusa gives it off and a layup for Lexi Kraft. Kraft for the two-point basket, hitting the right-handed shot from the left-hand side. Defenders lead 9-2. Tetzloff in traffic. Outside Beckman. Beckman down to the baseline. Beckman in traffic. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Midland. Midland coming back the other way. Kraft. Kraft across the timeline. Kraft picks it up. Passes it out front. Long three on the way is good for Kraft. Kraft with back-to-back buckets for Midland. And Midland has cut the 9-0 lead down to 9-5. Right side, Harmson. Dump it down low, Feenstra. Feenstra muscles it up. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. And that's foul number two on McKenna Sullivan. Two-point basket for Feenstra. She'll go to the free throw line. She'll shoot a free throw for the three-point play opportunity. 11-5. Dort leading by six. Erica Feenstra shooting the free throw. Feenstra, free throw, good. Erica, a 75% free throw shooter. That is her 76th free throw shot this season. Dort leading 12-5. With the basketball, bringing it up. This is Hasse. Lexi Hasse with it. She passes left-hand side to Hansen. Hansen with it out front. Hansen looking right side. Three on the way. Good. Didn't get a hand up on Hasse, and Hasse hits the right wing jumper to make it 12-8. 12-8 our score. Beckman gives it. Now with the basketball, that was Tetzloff. Tetzloff had it taken away, and down on the floor to maintain possession of it was Dortz. Peyton Harmson. Now a jump ball, alternating possession. It's defender basketball inbounding the ball. They get it into Beckman. Beckman out front. Beckman at the top of the key. Beckman looking. Feeds Gustafson right side. Decides against the three-point shot. Tries to throw it into the corner for Feenstra. And it's taken away by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Bringing it up is Hasse. Hasse with it. And we've got a foul away from the ball. Foul's going to go on Erica Feenstra. That's foul number one on her. Krakus and Shemileski are in. Feenstra checks out. Trying to decide who also checked out. It's Peyton Harmson. Midland basketball. Dort on defense, leading 12-8. Midland right now on an 8-3 run. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul on the play called against Dort and Bailey Tetzloff. Tetzloff picks up her second personal foul. I beg your pardon, just her first. First foul called on Tetzloff. So foul number one on Tetzloff. Shot underneath, and a foul called on Gustafson. Carly Gustafson got behind the player. Gets whistled for a foul. Going to the free throw line will be Peyton Wengert. Wengert shooting free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot two. Trying to cut into the 12-8 lead. First free throw is no good. It's off the back iron by Wengert. Another free throw on the way for Wengert. Wengert is a 62% free throw shooter. This one's up and good. So she makes one of two. And the defender lead is 12-9. Right side pass goes to Krakus. Krakus with it, and Krakus is fouled on the play. Foul goes on Aaron Prusa. Prusa whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her team, foul number four against Midland. 4:27 remaining in this quarter. Ball's inbounded. It's loose and picked up by Midland. Turnovers by the defenders. Little lax with it. Here comes Midland. Right side, three for the tie. In and out, no good by Wengert. Rebound cleared by Tetzloff. Gets it ahead to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman in traffic. Goes left baseline. Krakus, 15-footer, no good. But there for the rebound and the putback is Gustafson. Gustafson can't get the shot to fall, but she is fouled on the play. 12-9 our score. Well, since it was 9-0 and Midland called that timeout, Midland has outscored Dort 9-3. Settling into more of a defensive battle here. First free throw on the way for Carly Gustafson as she's fouled in the act of shooting. Dort will be in bonus free throw situation the rest of the way for this quarter as well. A second free throw on the way by Gustafson. She makes one of two. So Gustafson will check out. 13-9 our score. That's the first point of the day for Gustafson. Midland up the floor, 13-9. Wengert drives in, scoops it up, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Evavold. Gets it head to Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball trailer. Pruitt underneath to Feenstra. Feenstra outside Harmson. Harmson on the right wing. Harmson drops it off for Pruitt. Pruitt with it left wing. 19 to shoot, now 16. Comes back outside. They give it up Feenstra. Feenstra faces up, draws contact, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Wengert. Wengert passes it off, bringing it up the floor is Hasse. Hasse with the basketball. Hasse goes left side, Shepard. Shepard back to Wengert. Wengert with the basketball. Wengert, left side pass. This is Hasse. Three-pointer on the way. Missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Feenstra. Erica with the basketball. Gives it up Van Manen. We've played just 7 minutes in this ball game. Pretty fast-paced affair. Dort scored early. Now it's becoming harder work. Evavold rolls with the left hand, gets it off of the glass. It's 15-9. Dort by six. Midland coming back the other way. Midland with the basketball. Top of the key, Shepard. Shepard feeds it right side, Wengert. Set shot three. Too strong, no good. Rebound Harmson. Here comes Dort in transition. White jerseys up the floor. Has the numbers through the bounce pass, and it was kicked by Midland. They pick it up, and they go the other way. So no kick call on that play. Hasse picks up her dribble, passes right side. They feed it down low to the post player. Reverses out of it. Three on the way. Too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by the defenders. Coming back the other way is Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Hands it off for Van Manen. Van Manen with the basketball. They jam her on the pick and roll. They give it to Feenstra. Throws it into the corner, Van Manen. Van Manen in traffic. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. Who's that going to go against? Number 34, Erin Prusa. That's foul number two on her. She likely will check out. She does. Checking in is Gathji. Also checking in is Meadows. Amanda Hansen, number 12. The has 1,000 career points for this Midland team. So far, she is scoreless. Van Manen's first free throw is good. She's 2-for-3 now from the charity stripe. Another free throw on the way. Second free throw on the way for the sophomore from Sioux Center. That's up and down as well. Van Manen, 3-for-4. Defenders lead 17-9. 17-9 our score. Shepard, feed it down low. Meadows, off the glass, no good. Rebound, Evavold. Evavold gives it up Van Manen. Van Manen racing up the floor, kicks it out. Left side pass, Pruitt. Pruitt looking for Feenstra. Didn't find her in time. Reversal now into the corner, Harmson. Harmson back over to Pruitt. Rainbow three, no good, too short. And the rebound taken away. Weak side, my Shepard. That's Emma Shepard with the basketball. Shepard up the floor with it. Has it at the top of the key, guarded by Van Manen. Pass goes right side, Meadows. Meadows, shot no good. Rebound tapped, controlled by Gathji. Her shot is good on the putback, and she is fouled by Evavold. Rachel Evavold whistled for the personal foul, and for Evavold, that is number one. That's the first basket of the day as well for Gathji. Gathji is a 77% free throw shooter. First free throw on the way for Gathji, and only free throws up and good. It's a three-point play for Gathji. Dort leads 17-12. Van Manen over the basketball, 1:17 left to play first quarter. Comes back, left side, Evavold driving in and has a blocked out of bounds by Gathje. It will be Dort basketball. Dort basketball throwing it in as Pruitt. Finds Harmson, three on the way, rattles it, no good. Rebound weak side taken away by Gathje. Gathje with the basketball. Here comes Midland and Kraft. Down to the baseline, fires it cross-court, Meadows. Meadows, three, up, no good, off the heel. And the rebound is taken away by Harmson. Ahead to Pruitt. Pruitt stops on the left wing, didn't have the numbers. Gets it underneath Feenstra. Feenstra wide open, good. Seven for Feenstra. Dort leads 19-12. 41 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Checking into the ballgame will be Kennard, and it's thrown away by Midland. Dort with a chance to match their biggest lead of the ballgame with a bucket here. Throwing the ball in for the defenders will be Kennard. Defenders, 32.9 seconds left to play in the quarter. Bringing the basketball up. Backdoor cut for Krakus. Krakus double-teamed on the baseline. And they're going to call her for a travel. Must have dragged her pivot foot. Did not see it from my vantage point, but I'm looking across almost the length of the floor to see that. Dort leading by seven now on defense. Midland basketball. Ball's deflected by Van Manen, picked up by Meadows. They give it back to Hansen. Hansen throws it into the corner. Shot, no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders. 4 seconds left. Ahead to Kennard. Kennard will put up the runner, and it's blocked. And that's the end of the first quarter. Our score, Dort 19, Midland 12. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort defenders on defense to open the second quarter of play when we resume action. Some other GPAC action going on today. Earlier today, Jamestown Volleyball eliminated from bracket play at the NAI National Championship in the semifinal round. Dort football, football playoff action. Hopefully Dort gets to that point at some point in the near future. We will see. Right now it's Morningside playing in the semifinals, and Morningside is leading Grandview. Gathje, a drive into the lane. She drops it in on the spin move with the right hand, makes it 19-14. 19-14, our score. Gathje now with 5 points. Midland, since that slow start, has been able to hang right with the defenders. Out front, Kennard. Kennard, a triple. Kenzie Kennard with the three-point bucket. Dort leads 22-14. 22-14, our score, 9:15 left to play, first half. Krakus, the defense of Amanda Hansen, lobs it inside for Gathje. Comes back right side, three on the way. Shepherd, she answers with the three-point basket. It's 22-17. 22-17, our score. With the basketball, Krakus. Krakus stops from 10, off the mark, no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Gustafson, but Gustafson blocked from behind. And here comes Midland back the other way. Three on the way. That one's up off the front of the iron. No good. But Midland able to get in for an offensive rebound. Pass comes out front. Meadows. Meadows for the basketball. Meadows. They give it up. Shot off the glass. No good, but a blocking foul called on the defenders. And I believe Gustafson. Gustafson has just been called for her second personal foul. Carly Gustafson picks up foul number two. Van Manen will check out of the ballgame. Shooting free throws for Midland. I believe this is Lexi Kraft. Nope, it is Shepherd instead. And Shepherd makes the first free throw. She's got four. Another free throw on the way. Dort leading 22-18, pending a free throw by Shepherd. This one's up and off the side of the iron. No good. 22-18, our score. Bringing the basketball back the other way, Kennard. Kennard gives it back to Krakus, underneath Gustafson. Gustafson in traffic, has it stripped, comes back to Krakus. Krakus out front, Gustafson. Gustafson back to Eve of Old, 12 to shoot. Here's Gustafson. Gustafson with the right hand from the left side. Good. Carly Gustafson with 3 points. Dort leads 24-18. 24-18 our score. With the basketball, left side is Kraft. Kraft to Meadows in the corner. Meadows guarded by Kennard. Meadows, 17 feet from the hoop, tries to pass it underneath. It's taken away by Evavold. Evavold almost looking like a football safety back there. Read the pass. Pass goes inside Gustafson. Easy bucket for Carly Gustafson. She's got 5. 26-18. Dort back up to 8. They've led by as many as 9. That was to start the contest at 9-0. Pass right side of the basketball is Shepard. Shepard against Evavold. Tough matchup for Evavold guarding a perimeter player. Shepard will launch a 3, and she hit it. Shepard with her second 3. 7 points, all of them here in the second quarter. And the defender lead is 26-21. She has scored all 7 of her team's points here in the second quarter. Gustafson, they double team her. They bring the triple team, and now a jump ball called. Alternating possession, it'll be defender basketball. Defender basketball throwing it in. Gustafson will check out. Feenstra is back in. Krakus throwing in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Krakus gets it into Feenstra. Feenstra faces up. Double teamed. Evavold, the cutter, Krakus can't finish. Rebound Krakus, and Krakus is fouled on the play. Gabby Krakus will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. So Krakus fouled in the act of shooting. Defenders will send Tetzloff and Kennard. Somebody's got to stay on the floor. We've only got 4 players. Gustafson will check into the game. Had 2 players check in, 3 players check out. Krakus will shoot 2 free throws. Gabby is a 67% free throw shooter. First free throw by the right-hander is short, no good. Another one on the way for Gabby Krakus, trying to make it a 6-point ball game. Trying to extend the lead. This one's up and down. So Krakus makes 1 of 2, 8 points per game average. That's her first today. It's 27-21, Midland in the backcourt. Meadows will bring it up. Meadows, 25 seconds on the shot clock. She's pinned, thrown away, taken away by Krakus. Krakus on the jailbreak, driving in with the right hand, lays it up with the right hand, good. Gabby Krakus with a steal in the bucket, 29-21. That is when she is at her best in the open court. Pass goes right side. Midland trailing by 8. Defenders trying to get a stop. Inside it goes Gathji. Gathji off of the glass, good. Gathji with 7 now. Dort leads 29-23. Out front, Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball. This is Beckman. Picks up her dribble. Tetzloff, deep right corner. Tetzloff out front. Shemileski. Shemileski, Tetzloff. Tetzloff, 3, short. Rebound tip taken by Krakus. Krakus in traffic. Off of the glass. Can't get it to go. And the ball's deflected out. Last touch by Dort, evidently. It'll be Midland basketball. I thought it was off of a Midland player. Off of their hand. Midland with the basketball in the backcourt. They throw it. It's taken away by Krakus. Krakus outside Shemileski. 3 ball on the way. Yes. Maya Shemileski with the 3-point basket. Dort leads 32-23. They match their biggest lead of the ballgame. Gathji was on the backside. They get it ahead to her, and the shot is good. Gathji free all by herself. Dort gives up an easy 2 on the press. Miscommunication on who had the deep play. This is Shemileski. Shemileski, left side, Beckman. Beckman inside Gustafson. Free throw line jumper, Krakus, good. Gabby Krakus with 7 points. 34-25. Dort leading by 9 with the basketball. Midland up the floor, and they get it across the timeline. With it is Kraft. Kraft goes left side, Meadows. Meadows, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Krakus. Krakus wants to run the floor. Picks up her dribble now. Feeds it to Beckman. Beckman into the lane. Beckman back to Tetzloff. And Tetzloff is called for a travel. Bailey Tetzloff whistled for steps. Must not have put the ball on the floor quickly enough after receiving that pass on the cut. That was a 50-50 call. Defenders didn't go their way that time. And it'll be Midland basketball. Steal by Krakus. Krakus driving in. Unable to convert with the right hand from the left side. And the defenders, this press group, having some success. Just need to finish on a few of those shots. It's a 9-point lead for the defenders right now, 34-25. Back we go the other way, Wengert. Wengert will stop, passes over the top, Gathji. Gathji off of the glass, good. Gathji with 11, Dort leads 34-27. Up the floor, right side, Chmielewski. Chmielewski all the way down to the baseline. Out front, Gustafson. Gustafson with it, and Gustafson has it stripped away from her. They say it was last touched by Gustafson. It will be Midland basketball. Dort leads 34-27. Midland has the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. So Midland bringing it back the other way. Dort with five new players in. Looks like the original starting five for the defenders right now. 4:05 remaining in the half. Out front with the basketball is Hasse. Lexi Hasse puts it up, blocked by Harmson. Peyton with the basketball, feeds it ahead to Pruitt. Pruitt, bounce pass, intended for Vinmanen, and it's picked off by the trail defender. Coming back the other way, Hasse. Hasse on the right side. She's got it at the top of the key. Her team down by seven. Passes to Shepard. Shepard, shot blocked. Gets her own rebound back. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Pass to the perimeter is taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Ebby goes right side. Back over to Evavold. Evavold looking down low. Reverses instead to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt underneath to Feenstra. Feenstra off the glass, good. Erica with her first 2 points of the second quarter. She's got nine for the ballgame. Dort leading by nine, 36-27. Right side pass. This is Shepard. Sam Shepard passes on the wing to Lexis Hasse. Hasse, they get it inside at the free throw line. Sullivan poked away by Feenstra. Eight to shoot. Looking for a ball screen. Five to shoot. With the basketball, right side, this is Hasse. Hasse, shot blocked by Harmson, but a shot clock violation against Midland. It'll be Dort basketball, and credit Peyton Harmson that time with the defense and forcing it away. Right side it goes to Feenstra. Feenstra gives it Vinmanen. Dort with a chance for their first double-digit lead, and they throw it away. Vinmanen looking for Harmson in the corner, throws it too high for her, and the defenders will have to get the ball back, get a defensive stop, and get the ball back to try for their first double-digit lead again. With it on the right side, Hasse. Hasse gives it to Hansen. Hansen, bounce pass down low to Gathji. Gathji misses with the left hand. Rebound, Harmson. Harmson to Vinmanen. Vinmanen with the basketball. Vinmanen, Evavold. Evavold, top of the key, beyond the three-point line. Comes back to Harmson. Harmson, Evavold. Evavold with the left hand, can't finish. Spins off of the rim. Dort making 50% of their shots, but it doesn't feel like it. Midland with the basketball, Hansen. Hansen out front, guarded by Pruitt. Comes back to the free throw line, Sullivan. Sullivan on the weave to Kraft. Right side, Hansen. Hansen scoops it up with the right hand on the baseline. That's her first two. Averaging 9.7 points per ball game. She has been held scoreless so far. They give it inside Feenstra. Feenstra with the right hand. Strong move, and Erica Feenstra has 11. Dort leading 38-29. 1:22 to go, first half. On the right side, Hansen guarded by Pruitt. Comes back to Hasse. Hasse to Sullivan. Sullivan back to Hansen. Hansen, defender got hung up in a ball screen. Down to the baseline. Tough shot with the right hand. The floater by Hasse is good. It's 38-31. Defenders by seven. Drop it inside Feenstra, and Feenstra is held on the play by Sullivan. That's number three on Sullivan. That is just foul number two on Midland in this quarter. But then you look at the other side of the ledger, and it's foul number, well, there's one foul against the defenders in this quarter. Just three fouls called in the first 9 minutes and 5 seconds of this period. Out front with it is Kennard. Kennard, Shemileski lets it go off the front iron. No good from the right wing. Missed the three-pointer. And the rebound is cleared by Midland and a chance to cut the lead down from seven. It's 38-31. Shot clock and game clock are about 17 seconds difference. Right side with the basketball. They drive in. Kick out pass. Putting the ball on the floor is Hasse. Hasse back out front. Three-pointer on the way. In and out, no good. And a foul on the rebound called against Midland. It's going to go on Gathje. Gathje whistled for the personal. That's her first. So Gathje whistled for the personal foul on the rebound. That's team foul number three against Midland. Dort with the basketball. And Kennard will bring it up. Kennard walks into the front court. Right side pass. This is Harmson down to the baseline. Payton out front. Kennard. 9 seconds on the shot clock. That's in the game, actually. Shemileski. Smitsdorf. Kennard. Kennard. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound Harmson. Harmson shot at the buzzer. Is good. Basket by Harmson off the offensive rebound and the putback. And the defenders lead 40-31. At the end of the half, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. We'll take a break. Here's a rundown of the numbers from the first half of play. Midland, 12 of 34 from the floor, 4 of 16 on threes for 35 and 25% respectively. 3 for 5 on free throws. For the defenders, they are 15 of 30 from the floor, 50%, 2 for 7 on threes, 29%, 8 for 11 on free throws, 73%. Dort leads 40-31. Dort has a 25-14 rebounding advantage. Few too many turnovers for the defenders. They've got 11. Midland has 8. Midland and Dort both have 6 steals apiece. Katie Gathje leading Midland with 11 points. 7 for Emma Shepard, 5 for Lexis Hasse, 2 for Lexi Kraft, and 1 for Peyton Wengert for their total of 31. For the defenders, 11 by Erica Feenstra, 6 for Rachel Evavold, 5 each for Carly Gustafson and Gabby Krakus, 3 each for Maya Shemileski and Kenzie Kennard, 5 for Jordan Van Manen, and 2 for Peyton Harmson for their total of 40 points. Peyton Harmson has a team-high 6 rebounds in 13 minutes of play. Gustafson and Krakus each have 3 rebounds as well, along with Feenstra and Pruitt. For Midland, they are led in rebounding by Gathje with 4. 2 steals for McKenna Sullivan. Other halftime scores or near halftime scores in women's basketball. Mount Marty leads Doan 37-21. Hastings leads Northwestern in Orange City 31-29. Dakota Wesleyan and Concordia are tied 39 apiece, and Jamestown leads the College of St. Mary in Omaha 32-20. Midland basketball to start the second half of play. Backdoor cut, kick out pass, open three on the way, missed it, no good. From the right corner, that missed shot by Maddie Meadows. Here comes Dort back the other way. Driving is Van Manen. Kick out Evavold. Underneath, Feenstra. Feenstra gathers herself, makes that shot a little more difficult than she needed to. And she gets the shot to go. Ends up rolling into the lane of the right hand to get to that shot. She's got 13. Defenders have their biggest lead of the ball game, 42-31. Defenders with the basketball, Midland with the basketball, Meadows. She passes it over to Hansen. Hansen driving with the right hand, off-balance shot, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming back the other way. Layup with the right hand by Feenstra. Good. Erica Feenstra beats her defender down the floor, and the defenders have a 44-31 advantage. 44-31, defenders leading. Right side pass with the basketball. Wengert. Wengert scoops it up with the right hand off the bottom of the rim. Rebound Dort. Feenstra ahead to Van Manen. Van Manen Right side to Harmson, and Harmson's going to be called for steps. Didn't have her feet set for the three-point shot, or at least she didn't think so. Ends up hopping with it and getting called for the travel. Dort leads by Baker's dozen. That's their biggest lead of the ballgame, 44-31. 44-31, our score with the basketball. Meadows. Meadows at the top of the key. Meadows back out to the perimeter. Gives it up Hansen. Hansen down to her knees to get it. Dribbles to keep the ball alive. Now the drop off and the shot hangs on the rim and falls through for Gathje. Gathje, 5.8 points per game average coming into the contest. She has 13 already, and she's shooting a free throw here for a three-point play opportunity. Free throw by Gathje is good. She's got 14 points, and the defender lead is 44-34. With the basketball left side, this is Pruitt. Pruitt underneath Evavold. Reversal, Pruitt. Pruitt, three. That's going to be short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Midland racing up the floor with the basketball. Kraft, 8 minutes remaining in the third period. Ball taken away by Van Manen. Van Manen gets ahead to Evavold. Evavold all by herself. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Rachel Evavold with eight. Dort leads 46-34. Defenders have outscored Midland 6-3 to start the second half. Dort's led by as many as 13. Taken away by Van Manen. Van Manen stumbles, and Midland picks it back up. Coming back the other way, Warriors. Meadows looking down low. Gathje. Gathje swings into the lane. Left-handed shot, no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Feenstra. It will be Midland basketball. Well, Gathje has 14. Her career high is 15. She's got the ball into the lane. Lays it up with the right hand and gets fouled on the play. Foul is charged to Erica Feenstra. That's number two on her. And Gathje shooting two, trying to get to her career high of 15. Misses the first one. She's got 14 right now. Second free throw is up and good, so she's got her career high, matches her career high of 15 points. 46-35, defenders by 11. The plus side, though, you've got Amanda Hansen out there. Her career high is 26, and Dort's been able to limit her to two so far. She has not had a great offensive game. They look down low, get it to Evavold. Evavold working her way in with the right hand off of the glass. Good. Rachel Evavold with 10. Dort leading 48-35. Matches their biggest lead of the ballgame at 13. 7 minutes remaining in the third period. With the basketball on the right side, Hansen. Hansen driving in. Lost it on the way up. Picked up by Feenster. Here comes Pruitt. Pruitt does not have the numbers. Pruitt passes right side Harmson, dumps it down low, Evavold, reversal, Van Manen sets up, three on the way, Wang, good. Three-point basket for Jordan Van Manen. She's got eight. Defenders lead 51-35, biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders. Defenders on defense, and Midland's going to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Warriors. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Steal by Maya Shemileski on the inbound play. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Shemileski always brings energy. Gets that steal. Gets the layup. It's so rare you get easy baskets. They come at such a premium. And that was one. Dort's gotten a couple in this half. Three by Meadows. No good. Rebound deflected. Picked up by you-know-who, Maya Shemileski. Shemileski with the basketball. Head to Harmson. Harmson drops it off. Feenstra basket. Good. Erica Feenstra, 17. Defenders threatening to blow it open. They lead by 20, 55-35. With a basket on the right side, basketball is Hasse. Three-pointer off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Gustafson. Ahead to Shemileski, pressing the issue. Three on two. Harmson spots up, lets it go. Bang, bang, bang. Harmson with five. Dort opens up a 23-point lead, 58-35. Defenders on defense with it on the right-hand side. They get it back to Meadows. She'll let fly with another three. Missed it again. There for the offensive rebound, though. A long rebound for Shepard, and Shepard gets it to go. She's fouled on the play as well. Foul goes on Harmson, and for Peyton, that is number one, I believe. Nope, number two. So she will check out of the basketball game, as will Erica Feenstra. Gustafson will check out as well. Checking in, Tetzloff, Krakus, and Beckman. Dort leading 58-37, pending the free throw. Free throw is up. Not a good-looking free throw. Rebound cleared by the defenders. That one hit off of the back iron. Did not. No fluid motion to that free throw attempt. Kennard driving in, and Kenzie Kennard is fouled on the way to the hoop. Kenzie will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 58-37. So Kennard shooting two. 3 points for Kennard so far. She hit a three back in the first half. That was when the defenders were struggling a bit on offense. Picking things up now, though. Made free throw by Kennard. Another one on the way. This one's up and good. 60-37. Defenders leading. So Kennard makes two free throws. She's got five. Steal by Shemileski. Ahead to Krakus. Krakus takes it hard to the hoop, and she is fouled on the play. Going to the free throw line will be Krakus. Shepard, a couple of fouls. Gabby Krakus, one for two from the free throw line today. We still got 15 minutes left to play in this contest. Free throw by the right-hander is up and down. Krakus with six. Another one on the way for Krakus, the junior from St. John, Indiana. Right-hander's free throw is up, and that one's down as well. So Krakus, three for four from the free throw line. Dort leads 62-37. 25-point lead for the defenders. Dort, pressure defense. Middle end of the basketball. They dribble back to the baseline. Krakus gambles for the steal, unable to get to it. Here comes Hansen. Throws it into the corner. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound Krakus. Here comes Dort in transition. Pass over the top. Intended for Tetzloff. And it's tipped out of bounds by Midland and Amanda Hansen. Dort with a 25-point lead. They'll inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Krakus leading Tetzloff. Pretty nice pass, actually. And the only thing Midland could do was tip it away. Underneath is Tetzloff. Tetzloff missed the first shot from straight on. Chases down her own miss. Gets the two-point basket to go. And the defenders lead 64-37. Steal by Shemileski. Shemileski gets it away to Kennard. Kennard with it across half court. Krakus. Krakus with the right hand. Gabby gets in. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Krakus with nine. And the defenders have opened up a 66-37 lead. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center. 88-5, this will be a 30-second timeout. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Dort with its biggest lead of the basketball game, leading by 29, 66-37. Defenders, 1-3-1 zone here against Midland, down to the baseline. Baseline jumper is off the rim, no good, by Hossie. Here comes Dort in transition, Van Manen, Gustafson. Gustafson, the trailer, Evavold. Evavold underneath Feenstra. Feenstra up strong, off of the glass, good. Erica Feenstra with a two-point bucket. She's got 19. Dort leads 68-37. Defenders going with those three post players. Gustafson, Feenstra, and Evavold on the floor together. Shot no good by Sam Shepard, but they're going to call a foul on Evavold, and Rachel whistled for her second personal foul. Defenders up by 31 now, 68-37. They've outscored Midland 28-6 in this period. 3:34 left to go in the third. They pass it down low to Hansen. Hansen with four. She's the leading scorer for Midland coming into the ballgame. Gustafson down to the baseline. Cut off. The trailer, Evavold. Evavold at the free throw line. Hard dribble to the basket. And she's fouled. That's fouls number three on Midland. It'll be Dort basketball, and they won't give her shots. They'll say that she was fouled on the floor. It will be defender basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in is Gustafson. Carly looking, still looking. The freshman from Ethan fires it in. Feenstra, three ball, good. Erica Feenstra with another three-point basket. or another three, I should say, and the Defenders open up a 71-39 advantage. Defenders have scored 31 points in this quarter. Answering back, Midland. Midland with a three. That one by Hossie. Beg your pardon, Shepard. Shepard with her first basket, but Van Manen answering back immediately with another one for the Defenders. Dort leads 73-42. 2:45 remaining. Third quarter of play. Three by Hansen, no good. Rebound, Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. Pruitt, Eve of Old, Feenstra. Feenstra facing up, hard to the basket. Lays it up the right hand, good. And right now, not a fair fight. Erica Feenstra, 24 points. Dort leads 75-42. Right side pass, Midland. Midland of the basketball. On the right hand side with it is Hansen. Hansen to the post player. Down to the baseline, shot too strong, no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Midland. Midland back through the lane pass, taken away by Evavold. Evavold doesn't have the numbers. Gives it to Feenstra. Feenstra back to Evavold. Finally into the hands of Van Manen. Van Manen with the basketball. It goes to Pruitt. Pruitt drops it inside Rachel. Evavold reverses to Van Manen. Van Manen, Feenstra. Feenstra tied up on the play. It'll be Dort basketball. 35 points in this quarter for the Defenders. They've outscored Midland 35-11 in this period. It all got rolling with that press group really upping the tempo. Actually started right away. Defenders scored, I believe, on their first three possessions. Great shooting percentage in this period. 1:39 left to go in the third. Dort leading 75-42. On the floor for the Defenders right now, inbounding Pruitt. You've got Evavold, Gustafson, Harmson, and Van Manen on the floor. Pruitt gets it in, Gustafson. Gustafson, one dribble. Thought about taking the easy jumper. Now we have... I think there was an issue with the shot clock, potentially. Now we'll have to sort out how much time should be on the clock. And with it at a 33-point difference, I wouldn't spend a whole lot of time debating this one. Come up with an idea and go with it. They're going to go to two. They're going to reset the shot clock to 2 seconds, I believe. Still waiting on that shot clock, getting it down to two. That went the wrong way, I think. So they're going to take 2 seconds off the shot, or take it down to 2 seconds. There we go. We're set. Everything's fine as long as you run on time. Dort inbounding with 2 seconds remaining. Ball's inbounded, tapped out of bounds, and it didn't start again. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. I got to get the shot clock down to one, I believe. There we go. Dort will inbound in the corner. After all this, you're looking at a likely shot clock violation. Pruitt gets it, throws it up, misses everything. He misses the rim, I should say. And back we go the other way. Midland basketball, 75-42, Dort with it. Right side pass to Hansen. Hansen shot in the lane, no good. Fight for the basketball, and now we've got a foul called on Van Manen, and Jordan Van Manen's going to be called for the foul. Amanda Hansen will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot two free throws. For Van Manen, that is foul number one. I don't necessarily agree with that foul call, but they're not going to ask me my opinion. Looked like two people fighting for the basketball with equal opportunity at it. As it is, free throw one goes in, free throw two misses. Inside it goes Gustafson. Gustafson off of the glass. No good. Can't finish. And the rebound is cleared by Midland. Midland back the other way. Hansen. Hansen with it on the right side. Hansen. Looks like she's playing with a bloody nose. She's got a tissue. Stopping the blood on the inner with that one nostril. Aaron Prusa spins into the lane, gets the shot to go. Dort leads 75-45. Gustafson crosses over. Nothing there. Back to Harmson. Feeds Evavold. Evavold, 17 to shoot. Evavold off of the glass, no good. Under a minute to go in this quarter. And we're going to have a carry called against Midland. Samantha Hansen, the senior from West Point, has had a frustrating day. She's got 8 points to her credit. Just a shade under her season average of 9.7. Her teammates really haven't picked up the slack for her either. Dort leading 75-45. Into the front court, Kennard. Kennard, Shemileski. Shemileski gets a ball screen from Evavold. Maya driving in with a right hand layup. Good. Maya Shemileski with seven. 77-45. Defenders by 32. Foul's going to go on Evavold away from the ball. That's going to be number three on Rachel. And free throws on the way for Prusa. First one is up and good. Prusa with three. She's got another one on the way. Second one is up and good as well. So Prusa makes them both. She's got five. And the defender lead is 77-47. Defenders by 30. Shemileski to Evavold, and Evavold held on the way up, and Rachel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So two free throws on the way for Evavold. Dort will send their pressuring group into the contest. Three new guards, Krakus, Beckman, Shemileski. Shemileski stays on the floor. Krakus and Beckman are on the floor as well, waiting to check in as Tetzloff if Evavold can make the basket. She makes the first one. Second one on the way, good as well. Evavold shooting two free throws, makes them both. She's got a dozen. Dort leads 79-47. A 39-point quarter for the defenders. Driving right hand, Hansen off the glass, no good. And that's the end of the third period of play. Dort leads 79-47, 10 minutes to go. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with the fourth quarter of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort versus the turnover on the first possession. Right side pass goes to Evavold. Evavold to Van Manen. Van Manen leaping into the air to make the catch in the corner. Right corner three. Pruitt, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Feenstra. It will be Midland basketball. Dort leading 79-47. Midland of the basketball, trailing by 32. Shot is blocked by Feenstra off of the backboard. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Coming back the other way is Pruitt. Pruitt looking for the trailer, finds her. Feenstra. Feenstra, two players around her. Can't get it to go as it hangs on the rim and falls out. And here comes Midland back the other way, 79-47. Lob pass goes down low to Aaron Prusa. Prusa, hook shot in the lane, no good. Rebound cleared by Harmson. Harmson with the basketball. Harmson, right side Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball, right corner. Back over to Evavold. Evavold, Van Manen. Van Manen gets a ball screen, double teamed. Reverses right side Pruitt. Pruitt sets up her three, good. Heavy Pruitt knocks down the three. Dort leads 82-47. 35-point lead for the defenders. This was a 9-point ball game at halftime. Dort has scored 42 points in the first 11 and a half minutes of the second half. Midland driving in, shot off of the glass, no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders. That missed shot by Jada Simpson. Dort coming back the other way. Right side pass goes to Evavold. Evavold, Harmson. Harmson driving in. Tries to pass it off, and Harmson hit pretty hard on the play by Hansen. Amanda Hansen called for the personal foul. Harmson will pick herself up off of the floor. Not sure if they'll give her free throws. They won't. It'll be Dort basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. So on Hansen, that is foul number one. .82-47, Dort leading by 35. Dort taking the suspense out of this one in that third quarter. It's good a stretch of basketball as they have played on offense. Defense wasn't too shabby either. Shemileski gets it to Tetzloff, who gives it to Krakus. Krakus will put up the 12-footer and left it short. Rebound cleared. Here comes Midland. Shot by Simpson. Misses. No good. And the defenders have the basketball back. 7:55 left to play in this contest. Dort with it in hand. 82-47. Just a matter of finishing up the work now. Down to the baseline is Beckman. Beckman gives it up. Out front. Comes back to Tetzloff. Tetzloff. Beckman. Beckman looking underneath for Gustafson. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman, Gustafson. Gustafson on the left-hand side with it. Gives it to Krakus. Back to Gustafson. Nice pass. Gustafson finishes in the lane. Carley with seven. Dort leads 84-47. Defenders looking for their 12th win and 13 starts. With a left hand, finishing is Kraft. Kraft with two. 84-49, defenders leading. Right side, Kennard. Kennard thought about splitting the defense. Krakus picks it up. The cutter, Tetzloff. Tetzloff draws contact. No call made. Back we go the other way. Midland of the basketball. Krakus hampering the progress of Shepard. Now Shepard gets it back. Shepard fakes the shot. Drives, lays it up, too strong with the right hand. Here comes Dort. Into the front court, Tetzloff. Shovel pass to Kennard. Kennard trying to give it back to Beckman, and it's kicked out of bounds by Simpson. It'll be Dort basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Gabby Krakus. Krakus to trigger it. Krakus to Tetzloff. Tetzloff has to bounce out to the baseline to get it. Deeper in the corner, gives it Gustafson back over to Tetzloff. Tetzloff, jumper, short, left side, good. 4 points for Tetzloff, 86-49. Defenders with the lead. And this one in hand. Shot no good as Gustafson holds her ground. Here comes Dort. Back the other way, Beckman. Beckman with a basketball. And Beckman trying to hesitate. Puts on the jets and then dribbles it off of her foot and out of bounds. Wholesale changes for the defenders. First time we'll see a few of these players. Van Holsen, DeYoung, Smitsdorf, Anderson, all seeing their first action of the day. Maya Shemileski will run point for them. Left side pass. They get it to Simpson. Simpson three, good. Jada Simpson with a three-point basket. Dort leads 86-52. Back we go the other way. Defender basketball. Pass goes left side. Van Holsen. Van Holsen to DeYoung. DeYoung with the basketball. Michaela back outside. Shemileski. Shemileski, left-hand side, driving in. Cut off. Fires it back to the wing. Inside it goes Van Holsen. Van Holsen with the left hand. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Midland. Midland coming back the other way. Meadows. Maddie Meadows gives it up. Simpson. Jada Simpson misses the three. Rebound cleared. Shemileski. Shemileski. Opportunistic rebound, seated on the floor, gets the pass away, gets the return pass now, driving with the right hand. Maya, right-handed layup, good. Well, Maya Shemileski playing as aggressively as I have seen her play in the last couple of weeks. Beckman's going to check back into the ballgame. Meadows at the free throw line, back to Simpson. Simpson, she's not bashful, she'll take it into the lane and throw it off of the glass, good. Jada Simpson with five. Dort leads 88-54. Quickly up the floor, Shemileski. Shemileski on the left-hand side with it. Just one foul called so far in this quarter. DeYoung, three, too strong, no good. And now a reach-in foul called on the defenders, and I spoke too fast. We've got a foul called on Dort on the rebound. That's going to go on number 33, Riley Van Hulsen. Chmielewski is out. Beckman is in. Right side pass goes to Simpson, and Jada Simpson, where's she been the whole game? She knocks down another three. She's got eight, averaging 3.1 points per game. Dort leads 88-57. Still a 31-point lead. Faith Anderson with the basketball. Back to DeYoung. Michaela DeYoung. Right side Beckman. Beckman down to the baseline. Pulls up from 12. Hangs on the rim. Won't go down. And the rebound is cleared by Simpson. Simpson gives it up. Walking it up the floor is Kraft. Kraft will spot up. Puts up a long three. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by DeYoung. Here comes Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Driving all the way in. Puts it up. Out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be Midland basketball. Well, when Bailey looks back at this one, won't be one of her better games. Still brought energy. But taking it a little too deep on that offensive foray into the lane. Laura Spear, three, no good. And the rebound cleared by Beckman. Beckman with a basketball. Bailey will take it across half court. Freshman from Panora. Pass right side, Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen will let go for three. And Van Hulsen hits the three. Riley Van Hulsen with the three-point bucket. She's in the scoring book today. Gives Dort 91 points. Dort leading 91-57. Defenders are averaging 88 points per game. Beckman, step back three. Too strong, no good. Rebound Smitsdorf. Back intended for Beckman, and it goes out of bounds. Last touched by the defenders and Smitsdorf. Led her just a little bit too far. Dort leading 91-57. Right-hand side with it, Midland down to the baseline. Kick-out pass, three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Coming up with it is Beckman. Beckman walking it up the floor. Beckman goes over to Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen intended for Smitsdorf. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. I beg your pardon, last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort basketball, 22 seconds on the shot clock. Dort throwing it in, Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen looking. Still looking, gets it into DeYoung. Michaela to Smitsdorf. Mari into the lane. Lost it. Picked up. And the two-point basket for the defenders. And Riley Van Hulsen with another two. She's got five. 93-57. 93-57. Three-pointer. No good by Midland. Quick on the trigger. Missed the three. Rebound defenders. Beckman driving in with the left hand. She finishes. Bailey Beckman with her first two, 95-57. Defenders by 38. Under 2 minutes to go in the half, in the ball game, that is. Midland basketball out front. Pass. Back out to the right wing. Three-pointer missed, no good. Rebound cleared by Beckman. Beckman, two players around her, and she's fouled in the backcourt. Hasse whistled for the personal foul. And we go back the other way with the basketball. Beckman. Beckman with the ball. Sierra Kyle in for Midland. That's zero. Faith Anderson underneath Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf is fouled on the play. And that foul is going to go against Kyle. Kyle whistled for the personal. Team foul number three. DeYoung gets the ball in. Beg your pardon. Van Hulsen gets it inbounded to Beckman. 18 to shoot. Van Hulsen to Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf lost it, and they're going to call her for a double dribble. Royce Raniger whistling the travel violation. And back we go the other way, Midland basketball. Out front with it is Hasse. Hasse, right-hand side, drives in. Shot is blocked by DeYoung. Outlets to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball, 1 minute remaining in the game. Dort's going to win their 12th game out of 13 tries. Left side pass, Beckman. Beckman with it on the wing. Bailey, step back, gets it back over to Van Holzen. Van Holzen with five today. She passes back out front, Beckman, nine to shoot. Beckman, step back, triple, missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Midland up the floor. Pass goes to Hasse. Now Simpson, and Jada Simpson, another three. 11 points in the fourth quarter for Simpson. It's 95-60, and Dort has it with Beckman. They go right side, Van Holzen. Van Holzen to Smitsdorf. Mari picks up her dribble. A little bit of confusion out front. They give it to Michaela. Now Faith Anderson. Anderson, three from the left corner. Good. Faith Anderson with the three. Dort leads 98-60. 4 seconds remaining. Down to the baseline. Kyle, shot at the buzzer, is good. 98-62. Two-point basket for Sierra Kyle to finish out the contest, and that's your final. Dort, 98. Midland, 62. The defenders improved to 12-1 this season, 5-1 in the conference. Midland slips to 1-5 and 4-8. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with a Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. None of the other GPAC games have gone final yet. Still waiting on Coach Bill Harmson. We'll get to him in a little bit as well. Let's take a look at the numbers for today's first half of our doubleheader. The Midland women fall to Dort 98-62. This one was put out of reach in the third quarter as Dort put up 39 points. More impressively, though, I think was the defensive performance in the third quarter where they really limited Midland. I think Midland had 5 or 6 points in the period with about 3 minutes left to go, and then they got 6 at the end of the period, but Dort outscored Midland 39-16 in the third period on the way to the 98-62 victory. Dort 23 of 73 from the floor. 32%, 8 for 35 on threes, 23%, 8 for 13 on free throws, 62%. For Dort, they were 38 of 67 from the floor, 57%, 8 of 18 on threes, 44%, 14 of 17 on free throws, 82%. The defenders all totaled 20 out of their 38 baskets were assisted. Dort also had a 51-31 rebounding advantage, and they cut down on their turnovers, committed 9 in the second half, ended up with 20, while the Midland Warriors ended up with 17. The defenders were led today by Erica Feenstra, 24 points, 11 of 14 from the floor, 1 for 1 on threes, 1 for 1 on free throws. 12 points for Rachel Evavold, 4 of 7 from the floor, 10 for Jordan Van Manen, 9 by Gabby Krakus, 7 for Carly Gustafson, 9 for Maya Shemileski, 5 for Kinsey Kennard, 5 for Riley Van Holzen, 3 for Faith Anderson, 4 for Bailey Tetzloff, 2 for Bailey Beckman, 5 for Peyton Harmson, 3 for Abby Pruitt. For the defenders, total of 98. For Midland, they were led by Katie Gathje with a career-high 15 points, 11 for Jada Simpson, all of them coming in the fourth quarter when the game was out of reach. 8 points for Amanda Hansen, 7 for Emma Shepard, 4 by Lexi Kraft, 2 for Sierra Kyle, 1 by Peyton Wengert, 5 for Lexis Hasse, 5 for Sam Shepard, and 4 for Aaron Prusa for their total of 62 points. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Still waiting on Coach Bill Harmson. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Well, I'm guessing at some point it'll dawn on Coach Bill Harmson maybe a little more time in between games than he normally has. But I know there were some visitors on campus today. I think the Ethan basketball team was here watching one of their products. Carly Gustafson, also some other folks from a distance, able to make the trip. Nice Saturday afternoon for a drive. And so I would imagine Coach Harmson got sidetracked. But nice performance today by the Defender women as they secure a 98-62 victory here this afternoon. And the Defenders will now face Bellevue on Tuesday evening in non-conference play. And that'll be a 6 o'clock start time here at the DeWitt Gym. And then wrapping up pre-Christmas GPAC basketball, the Defenders will be facing... The Defenders will be facing Hastings 1 week from today. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take one more break. And then we will be, if no Coach Harmson, we will check in with our news timeout. And then we will get into the men's basketball game in just a little bit. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Defenders coming away with a victory this afternoon, 98-62 over the Midland Warriors. And Coach Bill Harmson has made his way out of the locker room, and he got sidetracked, as we thought was probably the case. I was fearful it was something I had said during the Jamestown broadcast, but evidently not the case. And Coach Harmson, this Midland team, a team that for whatever reason last year really gave you some fits. You ended up in overtime with them down in Fremont, and then you lost to them late in the year here at the DeWitt. And I would imagine you and your coaching staff, you basically said don't pay attention to the record. This is a team that gave us problems. And for the most part, I thought your team really – played a pretty solid game on this Saturday afternoon.
It was. I was really happy with how we started the game. Midway through the first quarter and the second quarter, I thought, you know, I didn't think our energy was there. I didn't think we were very connected defensively. You know, even simple things like getting a hand in the face of the shooter, we didn't do a very good job of. But at halftime, you know, we just talked and just said, you know, what are our expectations? And we responded really well in that third quarter. You know, I think it was 39-16, I think the score was in the third. And so I was really proud of how we came out of the locker room. You know, we got off to a great start, got the ball inside a couple times. In the second half, we got out and transitioned a little more, which was great to see too. And for the most part, all night, I thought we rebounded the ball really well. So all things said, you know, still a great day, still a great performance here today.
That third quarter, and 39 points, that's outstanding. 15 for 20 from the floor in that period alone. But what I said while the run was going on, equally or even more impressive, I thought, was the fact you limited Midland to one shot and done or forced turnovers. I think you were on at one point a 31-8 run to start that quarter of play.
Yeah. And what I really appreciated, Mike, it wasn't just five girls. We played 12 girls in that stretch. And so we're getting an awesome lift from not only our starters but from all of our bench players. And when you go on a sustained run like that, you need to have your bench play well. And I really thought we did here in the second half.
I thought Maya Shemileski, she gave you great effort at Jamestown. Didn't get a lot of points or anything to show for it. Tonight, she was very aggressive. She brought energy, but she was also aggressive looking to go to the basket.
She was, and we're starting to run a few more things for our guards just to get them going downhill a little bit more. And Maya has been playing so well, and we've seen it in practice. And what's really fun as a coaching staff is just seeing her out here with a smile. We put her in, I think it was after a timeout, and she gets a steal and gets a layup. So she's just really determined right now. She's really hungry right now and absolutely giving our team a huge lift off the bench.
You go 2-0 this week in the GPAC. You get your record to 5-1 in the conference. Now looming on Tuesday is a team that got you last year down at their place. And I know you probably didn't feel like it was your greatest effort, but Bellevue still got the job done last year against you.
Yeah, they're good. They're really athletic, highly physical team. Last year we had two starters out of that game, and then by the end of the night we had three additional starters disqualified due to fouls. And so we had a lot of freshmen playing in that game on the road in a hostile atmosphere, and we still had opportunities to win it. And so we're really looking forward to getting Bellevue back here again on Tuesday. And they're an improved team from where they were last year, but I think we are too. So I think it'll be a great contest. It'll be great to see Defender Nation turn out for that 6 o'clock start.
In the conference race, it is so long, especially on the women's side. I believe it's, 22 games on the conference schedule. You've got 6 of them behind you. All you can do is basically try to take care of your own business and see what everyone else does when it shakes out on Saturday, and today is no different.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got to stay healthy. We got to keep sickness away. We have to keep injury away. And the conference is so tough. And night in or night out, you just never know what's going to happen. And today there are some great games across the conference with Wesleyan at Concordia and Hastings at Northwestern. So I'm looking forward to seeing how those games all shook out. But more importantly, I'm just happy with how our kids play today. I thought they represented themselves and Dort really well. We're just going to get back to work again next week. We got one more week before an extended Christmas break. And I know the kids are looking forward to their exam time, and then also taking a little break from basketball will be good for us.
One of those games that we're keeping an eye on, Hastings did defeat Northwestern 72-62. Concordia and Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan started with, I believe, a 20-point lead. They got up 30-13 or something like that. Concordia came back. They now lead by double digits late in the contest. Yeah. So Concordia showing why they're the number one team in the country.
Yeah.
One final note, and I said it as I was waiting for you. You have some people from a distance here today. You had, I believe, Carly Gustafson's high school team here watching. The lifeblood of a college basketball program is how well you represent yourself and how well you recruit, really. And that really never stops, even on game day.
It doesn't. And we're really happy to host the Ethan Wrestlers here today. And Coach Tom Young and I go back a lot of years, back to the early 90s when I was coaching in South Dakota.
How old are you?
I'm getting up there, Mike.
I had you pegged at like 28 or 30.
28 is good.
Okay.
And so Tom and I have been friends for a long time. And so it was great for him to take the girls here. They went out to eat at the Pizza Ranch. And they got a chance to talk to Carly here after the game. And I got a chance to catch up with Coach Tom. And we had a couple other recruits here today, which is really fun. And no, recruiting does not take time off, Mike. And I think we got a really good product here. We have great crowd support, great community support. Just can't wait to see, you know, what that holds and who our future defenders are going to be.
Coach Harmson, we will catch up with you next week. Enjoy the weekend and back at it on Monday.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Bill Harmson. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Defenders coming away over the victory today by a final score of 98-62. In women's basketball action. Let's take a break. We'll check in with news headlines, and then we'll be back talking about the men's contest right after this.